What happens when two black holes collide? Stephen Hawking was right. Black holes simply cannot shrink. For the first time, we've observed a 50-year-old theorem from Stephen Hawking in the natural world. Scientists from MIT, Caltech, Cornell University, and Stony Brook University analyzed the gravitational wave data of two inspiraling black holes. What they found in the collision proved Hawking's area theorem. The area of a black hole's event horizon cannot shrink. When a binary black hole system inspirals, the orbits of the two black holes shrink, and the system begins emitting gravitational waves. The emission rate increases as the orbits shrink further and gain speed, and when a merger finally occurs, wave emission peaks. The two black holes become a single new black hole, and according to Hawking's theorem, that new black hole should be equal in area to the total area of the original two black holes. That's exactly what the researchers found per the wave data of the observed inspiraling system.